奉主耶稣圣名，在这里跟大家查考圣经的道理。
In the name of Jesus Christ, I study the Bible passage with everyone here.
今天是安息生日，神所祝福的日子，愿主耶稣基督的恩惠常与我们大家同在。
Today is a holy Sabbath day, the day that's blessed by the Lord. So may the grace and blessing of the Lord be with everyone always.
今天早上用我的神啊，我们认识你的做题目跟大家来分享。
This morning I'd like to use a topic, My God, we know you as our mutual encouragement.
我们最近读经进度在读何西阿书。
So we're reading the Bible reading schedule for this week is Book of Hosea.
那在读何西阿书的时候，我们会一直看到一个字眼，就是认识神或者是知道神。
And when we read the book of Hosea, we'll see a repetitive theme that is to acknowledge or to know God.
我们上星期曾经做了一个简单的介绍，何西阿书的主题基本上就是在谈神的爱。
Last week, I gave a brief introduction of book of Hosea. The theme of book of Hosea is God's love.
我们如果用一个经节或者是一个句子来描述这一卷书的主题，我们可以从第六章的第一节看。
If we have to pick a passage to describe the theme of this entire book, we can start with chapter 6, verse 1.
第六章的第一节说，来吧，我们归向主神，他施烈我们也必医治，他打伤我们也必残果。
Verse 1, come, let us return to the Lord. He has torn us to pieces, but he will heal us. He has injured us, but he will bind up our wounds.
第二节说，过两天他必使我们苏醒，第三天他必使我们兴起。我们就在他面前得以存活。
Verse 2, after 2 days he will revive us, on the third day he will restore us, that we may live in his presence.
第三节说，我们务要认识神，竭力追求认识他，他出现却如晨光，他必临到我们像甘雨，像湿润天地的春雨。
Verse 3, let us acknowledge the Lord, let us press on to acknowledge him,As surely the sun rises, he will appear. He will come to us like the winter rains, like the spring rains that waters the earth.
所以，何西阿书基本上他一直在强调，我们要能够认识神，也要能够归向神。
The book of Isaiah repeatedly reiterate the fact that we need to get to know God. We need to strive to acknowledge Him.
我们要能够了解神他永不止境的爱，永没有改变的爱。
We need to acknowledge that God's love is forever, is eternal.
那可是在何西阿先知的时代里面，当时的百姓他们却不认识神。
But the people living at the era of Hosea, at the time they did not know God.
那神为了爱他的百姓，就用很多的方式要他的百姓回转。
However, because God loved his people, he used various ways to call them to return.
他首先是用何西阿这个先知，以他的婚姻、他的家庭来做，就好像演一个，像演一个。一个表演一样，让百姓看到说，神他对这些离弃他的百姓那一种让人测不透的爱有多大。
And first, God asked Hosea through his marriage and his family life to show people how great is his love.
然后接下去从第四章开始，一直在讲神对百姓的提醒。
Then from chapter 4 on is God's reminder to his people.
那这些属神的百姓，神说。他要做他们的神。
The people that belong to God, God says that He will be their God.
那可是百姓他们却心没有归向这位爱他们的主，却跟从偶像去了。
However, the people's heart did not return to the God that loves them. Instead, they returned to the idols.
在整个何西阿书里面，他谈到很多，包括以色列百姓他们怎么样蒙神的怜爱啊，这个简单的历史。
In the book of Hosea, it mentioned the history.Of how God showed His love towards His people.
从第十二章，他就开始讲那个雅各的故事。
From chapter 12 on, describe the story of Jacob.
因为以色列十二个支派就从雅各他们这位祖先来的。
Because the 12 tribes of Israel stem from this ancestor named Jacob.
他得到神满满的祝福。
He received abundant grace from God.
那他的雅各的这些后代，他们住在埃及做奴隶。
The descendant of Egypt, they lived in.The descendant of Jacob, they live in Egypt, and they were slaves.
然后神因着爱把他们从这个为奴之家招出来。
But because God's love, God called them out of slavery.
我们现在看第十一章第一节。
Let's turn to chapter 11, verse 1.
以色列年幼的时候，我爱他，就从埃及招出我的儿子来。
Verse 1, when Israel was a child, I loved him, and out of Egypt I called my son.
这是你看神特别说这些以色列百姓是他的儿子。
God here says that the people of Israel are his son.
那他年幼的时候大家还都不懂的时候我就爱他了。
And when he was a child before he knew anything I loved him.
可是第二节接下来说先知越发照顾他们却让他们却越发走开向朱巴利献祭给雕刻的偶像烧香。
Verse 2 But the more I call Israel the farther away they went from me they sacrificed to Baals and they burnt incense to images.
那神这个爱他爱他的百姓他不愿意他们受苦他要他们能够在跟着这位至高的神享受那个在人间里面别的民族所没有办法享受到跟神的亲密关系。
Because God loved them, God did not want them to suffer. Instead, He wanted to bring them blessings to enjoy that close relationship with God that other nations did not know about.
摩西他在约旦河东，在他即将要离开百姓之前呢，他向百姓重申神的律法的时候，他这样说的。
In the east bay of River Jordan, before he crossed, he declared the law of God to the people.
我们现在看《申命记》第四章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 10.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
申命记第四章。
Deuteronomy chapter 4.
第四章，我们现在看第五节。
Chapter 4, verse 5.
第四章五节。
Chapter 4, verse 5.
我照着主我们神所吩咐的，将律例典章教训你们，使你们在所要进去得为业的地上遵行。
Verse 5, See, I have taught you decrees and laws as the Lord my God commanded me, so that you may follow them in the land that you are entering to take possession of it.
第六节说，所以你们要谨守遵行，这就是你们在万民眼前的智慧聪明。他们听见这一切律例，必说，这大国的人真是有智慧，有聪明。
Verse 6, Observe them carefully, for this will show your wisdom and understanding to the nations, who will hear about all those decrees and say, Surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people.
第七节说，哪一大国的人有神与他们相近，像主我们的神，在我们求告他的时候与我们相近呢？
Verse 7, What other nation is so great as to have their gods near them, the way the Lord our God is near us whenever we pray to him?
第八节说，又哪一大国有这样公义的律例典章，像我今日在你们面前所陈明这一切律法呢？
Verse 8, And what other nation is so great as to have such righteous decrees and laws as the body of law I am setting before you today?
这几节经节一直在强调神跟他的百姓的关系。
And these passages stress the fact of the relationship between God and his people.
神的爱显明在把百姓从那个做奴隶的地方把他带出来。
God's love manifested in the fact that he brought his people out of slavery.
那个带出来并不是很简单的，是神他在出埃及记说，他像老鹰张开翅膀，把这些孩子带在他的翅膀上，让他们飞出来的一样。
It was not an easy task to lead them out of Egypt. God said that he is like a soaring eagle. He carried his people on his wings.
那在其他的地方圣经说，神用伸出来的膀臂。施行神迹奇事，让这个很倔强的法老王屈服，让百姓他们得以脱离那个为奴之家。
Other places in the Bible records that God stretched out his powerful arms to help to make the Pharaoh who is stubborn believe that his power so that he can release the people.
出于爱，神不愿意看他的百姓在那里受苦，所以当他们哀求的时候，神就听，神也看。神就伸手拯救。
Because God's love, He did not want to see His people suffer. So when the Israelites cry out to Him, He reached out to them and saved them.
带他们出来之后，在西乃山的地方，神向他们公布他的心意，他要他的百姓所当遵行的。
After He led them out of Egypt at Mount Sinai, He gave them His commands and want them to instruct them how they should observe His laws.
在西乃山下，神跟他的百姓立约。
And under the foot of the mountain, God set a covenant with them.
这个立约就是神要这一群人成为他圣洁的国度。
The covenant is that God wanted these people to be His holy nation.
是要做祭司的国度，是能够真的贴近神心意的这一群属神的人。
God wanted them to be people that belongs to God to be a nation of priesthood.
所以在出埃及记19章，在西乃山下，神特别这样要摩西宣告。 神当初带百姓出来他的用意。
And that's why in chapter 19, at the foot of Mount Sinai, God declared his will as he led them out of Egypt.
那这个就是神爱的具体的表现。
And this is a concrete example of God's love.
然后在西乃山那个地方，神向摩西公布了这一切他所要百姓遵行的律例典章跟他的诫命。
At Mount Sinai, God told Moses about all his laws and decrees and commandments.
那在旷野当中呢，百姓跟神的关系真的很亲密。
In the desert, people's relationship to God was rather close.
他们一求告神，神就回应；他们一有需要，神就自用各种不同的方式来满足他们生活上的需要。
Whenever they call out to God, God answers them. God fulfills every need of their daily lives.
神在透过先知一直强调，在百姓在旷野的时代是他们跟神最亲密的时段。
Through prophets, God told them that the journey in the desert was a period of time where they were the closest to God.
就好像两个情人在谈恋爱一样。
It seems that a couple falling in love.
他们第四章第七节说，有哪一大国有神跟他们这样亲近？
And verse 7, what other nation is so close to their God?
他们求告的时候，神就亲近他们。
And that whenever they pray to God, God draws close to them.
然后又把这个公义的律例典章陈明给他们明白。
And that he showed them the righteous decrees and the body and the laws.
他们知道神所要的是什么。
So they know exactly what is it that their law required of them.
因为这个律法是神亲自显现，向摩西一条一条讲清楚的。
Because a law is something that God spoke to Moses one by one.
这个都是出于神的爱，因为这个叫做公义的典章，是属灵的，是对人有好处的。
This is a love of God because this is a righteous decree. This is beneficial to men.
那在这个过程当中，如果属神的百姓能够真的看到了，哇，神所公布的这一切就成为我们的智慧聪明的时候，那这些人是真的是有福的。
And during this process, if the people recognize that this is a way to gain blessing, then these people are wise and these people are blessed.
所以第六节才一直强调说，如果能够谨守遵行神的这些律例典章，他说这就是你们在万民眼前的智慧聪明。
And verse 6, observe them carefully, for this will show your wisdom and understanding to the nations.
那其他的人也一定会说，哇，这大国人真是有智慧有聪明。
And other people would say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people.
也就是说，今天我们的智慧其实是从敬畏神开始的。
In other words, the wisdom we have today comes from fearing God.
所以箴言第九章才会说，敬畏神是智慧的开端。
And that's why
认识至圣者便是聪明。
In Psalm chapter 9, it says,
In
Proverbs chapter 9, knowing God is the beginning of wisdom.
今天我们如果懂得敬畏神，这个就是我们的智慧。
Today, if we know how to fear God, this is our wisdom.
虽然我们在这个世界上可能没有很多学问
，Even though we may not be well educated in this world.
但是因着敬畏神，我们从神领受属灵的智慧，我们可以是一个非常有智慧的人。
But because we fear God and we receive the wisdom from God, we can be a person of understanding.
因为当我们敬畏神的时候，神的福气就临到我们。
Because when we fear God, then His blessings will come to us.
我们如果能够真的认识这位神，他说平安也一定临到。
If we truly can understand and acknowledge this God, then peace will also come to us.
所以耶伯的一个朋友，他才这样说。
And this is what a friend of Job said.
我们现在看耶伯记二十二章。
Let's turn to Job chapter 22.
二十一节。
Verse 21.
你要认识神，就得平安，福气也必临到你。
21. Submit to God and be at peace with Him. In this way, prosperity will come to you.
22节说，你当领受他口中的教训，将他的言语存在心里。
22. Accept instructions from His mouth and lay up His words in your heart.
23节说，你若归向全能者，从你帐篷中远除不义，就必得建立。
23. If you return to the Almighty, you will be restored. If you remove wickedness far from your tent.
这里一直强调说，要认识神，就得平安，也得福气。
And here tell us repeatedly, if we acknowledge God, we will receive peace and blessings.
那现在要认识神，接下去他二十二节提到说要领受他口中的教训。
To acknowledge and know God, we have to accept the instructions from His mouth.
要将他的言语存在心里。
We have to lay up His words in our hearts.
那可以，你现在我们就想，当初百姓他们在旷野跟神这么亲密， 神也透过摩西一直吩咐说要把这一件事情传给后代子孙。
Let's think about this. In the desert, they were so close to God, and God also told them the laws so that they can pass on to their children.
要保守我们的心，将神所给我们这一切律例典章，以及他在我们身上所彰显的作为。不但记住，而且要传给后代的子孙，让他们也一起来敬畏神。
So we have to guard our heart and to know the decrees and laws of God and to declare God's work so that our next generation, our descendants will also know God.
可是后来我们在何西阿书里面呢，看到整个百姓啊，他们全国百姓就离开神，不认识神。
However, in Book of Hosea, we come to find out that the entire nation of Israel departed from God and they did not know God.
这是一个非常让人觉得很可悲的一个事实。
And this is a very tragic fact.
那为什么会这样？为什么百姓他们不认识神？
Why did this happen? Why is it that the people of Israel did not know God?
我们如果看回来何西阿书第四章。
If we turn back to Hosea chapter 4.
第四章第一节。
Chapter 4 verse 1.
这个地方说，以色列人啊，你们当听主的话。主与这地的居民争辩，因为这地上无诚实，无良善，无人认识神。
Verse 1, hear the word of the Lord, you Israelites, because the Lord has a charge to bring against you who live in the land. There is no faithfulness, no love, no acknowledgement of God in the land. They don't know this God that loved them. And therefore, their life is no different from other Gentiles.
所以人就是顺着情意行事，所以当然说谎话，行奸淫。然后行强暴，杀人流血，接连不断，那这是必然的结果。
They followed their lustful desires, so of course they would steal, they would commit adultery, they would perform bloodshed and murder.
今天一个国度如果他不认识神，那么通常人很自然的就是随心所欲，就顺服自己的情欲去行事为人，这个社会一定是充满不义。
Today, if a nation doesn't know God, everyone do everything according to their lustful desires and their wills, then of course, there's no righteousness in the nation.
那百姓，他们这样的，他们其实神已经跟他们立约，虽然当时候百姓他们可能没有感觉，就好像孩子还小的时候，父母亲爱他们。孩子可能一点都没有感受，他觉得说理所当然的。
God already established a covenant with them because of love. Just like with young children, they don't know how much parents love them.
就好像刚才我们所读的何西阿书一章第一节，年幼的时候我就爱他，可是以色列他们年幼，他还小，他不懂。他不知道神的这个爱有多伟大。
In Hosea chapter 11 verse 1, God says that when Israel was a children, I loved him. It's just like a child. They're still young. They don't know how much their parents love them.
我们从圣经神的作为里面，我们看到很多时候神的爱都是主动给人的。
From the Bible, we can see that God's love is very proactive.
而且都是我们还不了解的时候，他就主动爱我们。
And God loved us before we knew anything.
就好像你看当时候神跟亚伯拉罕立约的时候。
When God established a covenant with Abraham.
在创世纪十五章在讲神跟亚伯兰显现。
In chapter 15 of Genesis, it mentioned that God shown himself to Abraham.
那个神要亚伯兰去把那个祭物啊，牛羊拿来把它劈成两半。
And God asked Abraham to bring the sacrifice and to break it in half.
那说有时候说立约是要两方面都同意的，你要签名。另外一边也要签名，这个契约才成立啊。
When you establish a covenant, covenant, then both parties have to agree.
可是，在创世纪那个地方，你看到那个时候，神要亚伯兰把这个祭物剖开以后啊，他首先他自己先从天上降火，从这个祭物当中经过。
And after God asked Abraham to break the sacrifice into half, God first sent down the fire to burn it.
那时候其实亚伯兰他没有做什么。
At the time, Abraham did not do anything.
他都没有跟神应许什么东西啊。
He did not receive any promise from God.
神跟他显现，把那个爱，所有的爱主动都给他。
God showed himself to Abraham, and God took the initiative to show him all his love.
要赐给他土地子孙。
God wanted to give him land and give him descendants.
要让他子孙蒙福。
And he will bless his descendants.
要让他子孙得胜仇敌。
He will allow his descendants to be victorious over the enemies.
要让他的子孙跟神跟这位荣耀的神建立亲密的关系，属神的圣名。
And his descendants will have a close relationship with God to be people that belong to God.
这些神的这些应许啊，这些福气都是在人都还不了解的时候，神就主动给了。
God's blessings, God's promises are often given to people before they even realize it.
因为我们人 毕竟跟神不一样。
Because we're men, we're different from God.
我们无法完全了解神，也没办法完全了解神的爱。
We cannot completely understand God nor His love.
有时候我们说契约在签立的时候，都是双方互相了解啊。我一定要知道你如果怎样，你要过怎么样，我一定要很清楚，我们才要签名，不然等一下我就吃亏了。我们要签约的时候，我们都很谨慎的。
We're very careful whenever we sign a contract. We have to know what each other wants and what we would get as a result. Otherwise, we may be taken advantage of.
但是当神跟我们立约的时候，神知道我们的极限，我们没办法完全了解他的。
But when God established a covenant with us, He knows our limits. He knows that we cannot know Him.
但是既爱，他就把他所有的恩典说给我们，先给我们。
But because His love, He first gave us all of His blessings and His love.
那接下来呢？我们借着这个。神的这个应许呢，我们可以跟神亲近，然后我们可以慢慢的去了解神。
Then through the promise, we can draw closer to God. We can get to know Him slowly.
然后我们会愿意说，哇，神跟我们这个立这个约，真的是对我们有好处，真的是要把恩典给我们的神的祝福。
Then we'll realize that the covenant that we have with God is a covenant that is blessed, that we will receive the blessing from God.
所以你看，神爱我们都是主动给予的。我们人基本上，我们没有办法。带什么好处给神的啦。
So from here we can see that God's love is often proactive. He takes the initiative to love us. We can't give Him anything in return.
就好像主耶稣基督他来爱我们。
It's just like Lord Jesus' love towards us.
他说他为我们牺牲在十字架上。
He sacrificed Himself on the cross for us.
我们很多人根本上也不认识耶稣啊。
There are many people that don't even know Lord Jesus.
我们都是一个罪人。
We're all sinners.
我们是远离神的人。
We're people that are away from God.
但是耶稣基督他就来，他就先主动为我们被钉死在十字架上。
But Lord Jesus came first so that He crucified Himself on the cross for us.
是，到我们还不明白的时候，我们没有资格接受的时候，他就把爱给我们。
Before we know anything, before we're ever qualified to receive His blessings, He gave us His love.
所以罗马书第五章这样说。
This is what it says in Romans chapter 5.
我们看罗马书五章。
Romans 5.
在第八节
Verse 8
罗马书五章八节
Romans 5 verse 8
唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死他神的爱就在此向我们显明了
Verse 8 But God demonstrated His own love for us in this While we were still sinners Christ died for us
第九节说现在我们既靠他的血称义就更要借着他免去神的愤怒
Verse 9 Since we have now been justified by his blood How much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through him?
第十节说因为我们做仇敌的时候且借着神的儿子的死得与神和好既已和好就更要因他的生得救了
Verse 10 For if when we were God's enemies we were reconciled to him through the death of his son How much more having been reconciled shall we be saved through his life
十一节说不但如此我们既借着我主耶稣基督得与神和好也就借着他以神为乐
Verse 11 Not only is this so but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ through whom we have now received reconciliation
主耶稣基督他来为我们死是彰显神的爱
Lord Jesus died for us to show the love of God
借着耶稣他的流血神的爱显明
Through Jesus crucifixion in his blood, God's love is now declared.
也借着耶稣基督打破他的身体，我们今天可以跟神和好。
Through Lord Jesus Christ breaking his own body, we can now reconcile with God.
耶稣基督借着神的大能从死里复活，就是为了让我们可以真的得生命。
Lord Jesus Christ, through the power of God, were resurrected so that we also can receive life.
这一切都是我们做罪人，我们是不懂也不配的时候。
So all of these is something that we're not worthy to receive because we're sinners.
当我们因着信心能够接受耶稣基督他所为我们所做这一切呢，他说我们跟神和好，我们接下来就借着耶稣基督以神为乐。
But when we accept all of these with faith, we now have reconciled with God, then we are rejoiced because of Lord Jesus.
这就成为我们的智慧。
So this is our wisdom.
所以今天一个有智慧、有聪明的人就是懂得来享受神的。
So today, a person with wisdom and understanding is a person that knows how to enjoy God.
所以我们每次来聚会、守安息日的时候，我们一定要抱一个非常欢喜、快乐的心情。来享受神。
So when we come to observe the Holy Sabbath, come to church, we have to come with a very joyful heart because we're enjoying God.
因为这说明我们真的认识神，他对我们所彰显的无条件的爱。
Because that shows that we understand God's unconditional love.
那百姓以色列人在何西阿书那个时代，他们为什么不认识神？
But the people, at the time, why in the book of Hosea, why did they not know God?
我们知道，我们在查考他这个历史背景的时候，我们有提到，是因为祭司他们当初没有在教导百姓。
When we study the historical background, we know that at the time the priest did not teach the people.
因为在何西阿书第四章里面一直强调，祭司他弃掉了神的知识，他也不喜欢百姓真的去认识神。
In chapter 4, it mentions that the priest has forsake God's love, and he did not want people to know God.
祭司越多，百姓越犯罪。
The more priests they are, the more people sinned.
因为祭司他所关心的是他自己的肚腹，他不是真的在意百姓有没有真的认识神。
Because the priests at the time only care about their own stomach, they don't care if the people are fearing God.
所以今天要认识神，这个认识不是只是说哦，知道这个神的名字是什么。
So today, when we acknowledge God, we don't just know the name of God.
我们知道，你看在圣经里面讲这个认识啊，特别在旧约圣经里面讲认识啊。
When,
我们如果仔细去查考这个字，我们发现其实它意思是很深的。
When we study the Bible, especially the Old Testament, when we come to this word knowing or acknowledge, this is a very profound word.
我们如果读圣经，我们如果有够仔细的话，我们如果读英文圣经，我们就发现一个事实。
If you read the Bible carefully, especially the English version, you'll realize a fact.
我们现在来看创世纪的第三章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 4.
第四章第一节。
Genesis chapter 4 verse 1。
第四章一节。
Chapter 4 verse 1。
说有一日，那人和他妻子夏娃同房，夏娃就怀孕生了该隐。
Verse 1, Adam lay with his wife Eve, and she became pregnant and gave birth to Cain.
这里有了英文翻译本啊，或者是在原来的原文里面呢、啊，它这个同房这个字眼就是认识。
And in English translation, lay with his wife. This laying, this word, the original meaning is to acknowledge or to know.
Knew, no.
Or to know.
所以当亚当认识夏娃他的妻子的时候，然后他就怀孕，然后就生了该隐。
In other words, when Adam knew his wife Eve, she became pregnant and gave birth to Cain.
那这个字的意思一直在旧约圣经重复出现的。
And this word repeatedly appears in the Old Testament.
所以我们说要认识神，这个就不是只是表面性的而已了。
So when we know God, this is not superficial knowing.
所以你看今天圣经里面用这么亲密的字眼同房来描述我们要跟神的关系。
The Bible uses this word.Intimacy or to lay with somebody to describe the close relationship we have with God.
我们跟神的关系，神在我们人跟神的关系，在何西阿书里面，就是用丈夫跟妻子的关系来描述的。
Our relationship with God in the book of Hosea is like a relationship between husband and a wife.
那所以我们今天要能够真的感受到神呢、啊，我们如果在读。新约圣经，我们在读以弗所书的时候，我们读到为什么保罗他最后他发现基督跟教会的关系就像夫妻的关系一样。他说这是一个奥秘。
Today, when we know God, when we study the book of Ephesians, we'll see why Paul described the relationship between Christ and church is like the relationship between husband and wife.
所以你看，我们今天弟兄姐妹，我们在主里面结婚的，或者是我们有婚姻关系的，我们一定要去好好经营我们的婚姻。
So, brothers and sisters, in church today, the married couple, we especially need to devote our effort into our marriage.
因为当我们在婚姻当中能够真的体会夫妻之间那个一体以及心跟心可以相通的时候，我们才有办法去揣摩神跟我们的关系是有多亲密，神有多在意我们的想法。
Because in our marriage, when we realize the closeness between a husband and wife, then we can begin to understand the closeness between God and His people.
你看，今天我们在讲说，我们认识一个人呢、啊。
Today, when we get to know somebody,
目前我们所说的认识其实基本上都很表面的。
So the knowing that we mentioned so far is very superficial.
有时候即使是夫妻啊，都 你看一辈子可能都不了解对方。
Sometimes even for a married couple, they may not truly know each other for their entire life.
现在这个社会很强调沟通嘛，对不对
？This society today we emphasize communication.
什么东西都要沟通。
Everything we have to communicate.
不沟通的时候，你的想法就没有办法通，就不了解对方了。
If you don't communicate, then you don't know what the other person is thinking.
所以人跟人之间最遥远的是什么
？So what is the farthest distance between men and men?
不是距离。
It's not the distance.
不是说你现在住在美国，你另外一个好朋友什么人是住在台湾，距离很远。
It's not that you live in the States or your best friend lives in Taiwan, so the distance is not the farthest factor.
人跟人之间距离最遥远的其实是我们人跟人的想法。
The greatest difference between men and men is our thoughts.
我们的想法如果不一样，即使同床都异梦，就是。你想你的，你做你的梦，我做我的梦，根本不会通了。
If we don't have the same thought process, same thinking, then even if we're sleeping in the same bed, we are living a different life.
所以，我们说要认识神。
So when we know God,
我们一定要能够去体会神的心意。
Then we have to understand God's wills.
那我们才有可能改变我们的心，改变我们的作为，来贴近神要我们做的。
Only then will we change our thoughts, change our ways, so that we are closer to what God wants us to do.
百姓他们在当时的以色列百姓，他们面对神的这些律法，他们觉得说啊，这律法太繁琐，真的是觉得一种很重、跳不起的重担。
The Israelites at the time they thought God's decrees and laws is too mundane. It's a heavy burden that they couldn't carry.
那有人觉得说啊，这些律法神讲他的，我做的，管他的。
And some people may think that God can tell us all about His decrees and I'll do whatever I want to do.
所以，因为他们百姓他不了解神的心意。
Because this is because the people did not know the will of God.
所以他们当时候对这些神给他们的律法，你写律法万条跟我什么关系？他觉得这个是陌生的东西，是跟我无关呢。
So they think that the decrees and the laws are not related to them, has nothing to do with them.
我们现在看何西阿书八章十二节。
Hosea chapter 8 verse 12.
八章十二节。
Chapter 8 verse 12.
我为他写的律法万条，他却以为与他毫无关涉。
Verse 12, I wrote for them the many things of my law, but they regarded them as something alien.
他百姓把神给他们的律法当作是 alien, 就是当是 strange thing, 就是奇怪的，神怎么给我这些东西干什么？他觉得说，神你是不是搞错？你是不是给错人了
？So people regarded God's law as alien, something that was strange from them, that could be a mistake.
表示百姓的心跟神离很远，他根本不了解神的用意。
And this tells us that people's heart was far away from God. They don't know the purpose of God's law.
所以他就不能够了解神的用心良苦。
So they don't know God's love behind the laws.
因此，有时候百姓，你看，他有时候先知提醒一下，他们就转一下，就好像那个鞭子打一下，他们就动一下，但是他没有真正。
Sometimes when the priest remind them, they would change their way for a short period of time because they don't truly know God.
我们现在看第八章，何西阿书第八章第一节。
Hosea chapter 8 verse 1.
你用口吹角吧，敌人如鹰来攻打主的家，因为这民违背我的约，干犯我的律法。
Verse 1, put the trumpet to your lips. An eagle is over the house of the Lord because the people have broken my covenant and rebelled against my law.
这个神要先知用口吹角，就是提出大声警告说，敌人像鹰来攻打神的家了，表示以色列你们有祸了。这个敌人像鹰指的是亚述帝国即将来的毁灭。
So God tell the priest to tell them to put on the trumpet to their lips, meaning to give warning because the eagle, which is Assyria, is about to come and attack them.
为什么？因为这个民违背我的约，干犯我的律法。
And this is because the people have broken his covenant and rebel against God's law.
他们不知道。他们也不在意要去遵行神所吩咐的。
And they don't care to obey God's instructions.
神就兴起这个外敌来攻打他们。
And so God raised the foreign nation to attack them.
第二节说
，Verse two，
他们必呼叫我说，我的神啊，我们以色列认识你的。
Verse two， Israel cry out to me, O our God, we acknowledge you.
我的神啊，我们以色列认识你的。
Verse two， O our God, we acknowledge you.
那这是。在第二节所说，第一节神已经警告说，那个敌人要来攻打神的家。
In verse 1, God already warned them that the enemy is about to attack God's God's home.
那这个时候，当神兴起这根棍子来攻打的时候呢，诶，他们才会呼叫，他们一定会这样说：主啊，我的神啊，我们认识你的。
When God raised his arm to about to strike them, then they'll realize that they need to acknowledge God.
所以表示说，他们经历了这个患难、这些痛苦之后，他们才了解说，原来神用心良苦，神真的很爱他们。
It's only after the tribulation will they realize that God truly loved them, and God really cared for them.
当时候百姓他们不认识神啊，其实不是只是说社会上不公义啊，哇，他们去犯奸淫，做一些很多其他的事情。
At the time, the people did not know God. It's not just because they commit adultery or they commit unrighteous things.
当然，在何西阿书里面，最主要的原因就是他们离弃了神，去追随偶像。
The most important reason recorded in Book of Hosea is that they forsake God. They went to follow foreign idols.
这就是圣经里面所属灵的邪淫，因为他对神不忠，因为他们不了解这个这么爱他们的神，他们竟然背叛了他。
And this is a spiritual adultery. They don't know the God that loved them so much, and they forsake and betray the God.
为了要让神的这个爱能够彰显得更明白，所以神就用何西阿先知真的去把那个淫妇找回来，付代价把她赎回来。
In order to declare God's love towards them even more, God used Hosea, Prophet Hosea, made him take in an adulterous wife, to show God's love towards them.
就好像做一个实际的表演给他们看，说神到底有多希望他们能够。
And this is God putting on a show to show them, giving examples of how much God wants them back.
神要再跟百姓建立亲密的关系。
God wants to reestablish that intimate relationship with His people.
可是百姓他们当时候不但不会体会神这个爱，他们反而把很多的他们所得到的福气都把它归给这个他们所崇拜的偶像去了。
The Israelites at the time not only don't recognize the love of God towards them, but they attribute all the blessings they received towards the idols.
他们不知道神的祝福。
They don't realize this is a blessing of God.
看第二章第八节。
Chapter 2, verse 8.
何西阿书二章八节。
Hosea 2:8.
他不知道是我给他五谷新酒和油，又加增他的金银，他却以此供奉巴利。
Verse 8, she has not acknowledged that I was the one who gave her the grain, the new wine and the oil, who lavished on her the silver and gold, which they used for Baal.
你看，他不知道，其实他不认识，他不认识到这个事实是神给他们这些所有的祝福，他们一切都从神来的。
They have not acknowledged the fact that this is all blessings from God. Everything came from God.
他们以为是这个偶像给他们的。
They thought that everything was given by their idol Baal.
你看第十二节说，第十二节。
Verse 12.
我也必毁坏他的葡萄树和无花果树，就是他说这是我所爱的，给我为赏赐的。
Verse 12. I will ruin her vine and her fig trees, which she said were.Which she said were her pay from her lovers, I will make them a thicket.
这些葡萄树、无花果树，所以这些出产的，他们认为说是我所爱的，就是指的巴利这个偶像。他们当时追随这个偶像，变得很爱这些偶像去了，认为这些祝福是偶像给的。
People were pursuing or worshiping Baal, so they thought everything, including the vine and the fig trees, were given by their idol Baal.
他们把神忘记了。
They forgot about their God.
不认识神，他就忘记了神。
They did not know God, so they forgot about Him.
再看第十一章。
Chapter 11.
第十一章。
Chapter 11.
第三节。
Verse 3.
我原教导以法莲行走，用膀臂抱着他们，他们却不知道是我医治他们。
Verse 3, it was I who taught Ephraim to walk, taking them by the arms, but they did not realize that it was I who healed them.
他们不知道也一样，他们是不认识是神的医治。
And that they did not realize, they did not acknowledge that this is a healing from God.
神很爱属他的人哦，所以他说，他就像一个很慈爱的父亲，抱着他们行走，教导他们所有的一切，然后。他们有伤的时候，他就医治。可是他的百姓竟然不认识，也不知道是神的医治。
God is like a loving father taking his son by the hand and teaching them how to walk. And when they are sick, he will heal them. But yet the people don't realize that everything came from God.
第四节特别说，他说我用慈绳爱手牵引他们。
Verse 4, I led them with cords of human kindness.
然后我带他们向人放松牛的两腮甲板，把粮食放在他们面前。
I lifted the yoke from their neck and bent down to feed them.
神用那个慈神爱所在牵引他的百姓，要让他们走在他的正道上。
God used the course of kindness and ties of love to lead His people so that they can walk on the way of righteousness.
然后要而且还给他们可以有很多粮食可以饱足。
And God also gave them a lot of grain so that they may be full.
神对他的百姓是很慷慨、很大方的。
God is very kind towards His people.
祝福很多。
And He gave them many blessings.
不愿意看到他们受苦。
God does not want to see them suffer.
所以你看神的这一些这么多的作为，百姓他们竟然不知道，他们不认识。
The people did not recognize or know all these divine works of God.
所以你看百姓他们这样的一个心，神为了要真的让他们回转醒悟，所以现在神兴起外邦来击打他们。
In order for these people to realize and to return to God, God now raised a foreign nation to strike them.
第八章第二节，他们就会呼叫我说：“我的神啊，我们以色列认识你的。”
Chapter 8, verse 2, Israelite cries out to me, "O our God, we acknowledge you."
但是通常我们在何西阿书里面看到一个事实。
When we can see a fact in the book of Hosea.
百姓他们当神这样攻打打一下，他们就醒说：“主啊，哦，我们现在要归向你了。”
When God strikes them, then they will cry out and say, "God, we will now return to you."
但其实很多时候他们并没有真正的认识神，所以他们并不是诚心的要归向神。
But many times they do not truly acknowledge or know God, so they're not returning with a sincere heart.
所以有时候只是说，好像现在有一个表现，改变一下，然后得到神的喜欢，然后等一下又固态复发，回到原来的那个恶道上去了。
So they only change temporarily, very briefly, and shortly after they will return back to their evil ways.
所以当时候那个神才会很感慨说，哦，这个百姓他对他的这个爱跟他的认识都是很短暂的。
And that's why God says that the people's love and understanding towards Him are very temporary.
我们现在看第六章的第四节。
Chapter 6, verse 4.
六章四节。
Chapter 6, verse 4.
主说：“以法莲啊，我可向你怎样行呢？犹大，我可向你怎么样做呢？”
Verse 4, what can I do with you, Ephraim? What can I do with you, Judah?
因为你们的良善如同早晨的云雾，又如树上的甘露。
Your love is like the morning mist, like the early dew that disappears.
有时候他们就是短暂的就想要回转归向神。
Because they only return to God very briefly, very temporarily.
但是并不是真的诚心，从心里面真的悔改，我认识神，我要遵行神的律法，我要得到神的欢心。
But they're not repenting from the bottom of their hearts sincerely that they want to receive, they want to glorify and receive the joy of God.
我们今天要能够像第八章第二节这里所说的，他说：“我的神啊，我们认识你。”
Today we need to be more like what it records here in chapter 8, verse 2, O our God, we acknowledge you.
我们一定要深深的去明白神对我们的爱。
We must truly understand God's love towards us.
在我们生活当中去体会神所为我们给我们这一切的这些命令，他给我们一些教导。
In our daily lives, we need to truly understand God's decrees and His laws.
要在我们的生活当中，真的照神的吩咐去做。
So that in our lives, we need to follow His commands.
而且每一件事情都要从神的爱里面做出发点做出来的。
So everything we do, it needs to start with the starting point of God's love.
不然我们有时候我们想说，我们认识神只是可能暂时，没办法持续到永远。
Otherwise, our knowledge towards God is a very temporary; it won't last.
圣经里面在描述神的爱的时候，他一直强调神的爱是永远的爱。
When the Bible describes the love of God, it reiterates the fact that God's love is eternal.
他不会改变的。
That He will never change.
所以你看，神是信实的神，他只要对我们应许的，他就一定会实现。
God is a faithful God. Whatever He promises us, it will be fulfilled.
但常常我们人对神的应许，我们说我们对神有一个决志，或我们有一个决心要向神做什么，通常我们都是。有时候都只有三分钟的热度，虎头蛇尾。
However, when we set a determination to serve God, many times it's very short-lived.
为什么？因为我们没有真正认识神。
And why is that? It is because we don't truly know God.
我们没有真正从神去汲取那个能够让这个我们的对神的这种 commitment， 我们对神的那种志向能够一直持续下去到永远的。
We don't have the commitment that will last. For a long time.
那我们要怎么样做？我们要怎么改变
？So how can we change?
我们现在看第二章第十九节。
Let's turn to chapter 2, verse 19.
二章十九节。
2, verse 19.
我必聘你，永远归我为妻，以仁义、公平、慈爱、怜悯聘你归我。
Verse 19, I will betroth you to me forever. I will betroth you in righteousness, in justice, in love and compassion.
第二十节。
20.
也以诚实聘你归我，你就必认识我主神。
I will betroth you in faithfulness, and you will acknowledge the Lord.
因此，我们今天如果能够在生活上真的像这里所说的，用仁义、公平、慈爱、怜悯、诚实来追求认识神，我们就一定生活上会改变。
So today, if we can pursue God with righteousness, justice, love, compassion, and faithfulness, then our life will change.
神是用这一些来吸引我们归他做妻子的。
Because this is how God attracts us and betroth us so that we are His wife.
我们说聘你归我，就是神付出一个代价，神用这个来吸引人。就像以前在婚姻的时候，他说付聘金嘛，订婚、定亲，这个就是一个。这就是一个礼金，一个定金在那边，是用这个东西来决定说你是属我的。
So God betroth us. That means that He paid a price for us. He set a deposit down so that we can belong to Him.
我们今天如果真的认识神，我们就贴近神的心意。我们用这个同样方式来回应神对我们的爱。
So today, if we know God, then we will reciprocate the love of God the same way.
所以你看，以前订婚的时候，其实这个契约也是对等、对相对的啦。
In the old times, when they when people are engaged, the covenant is both ways.
所以如果男方这边如果付出了一个很大的聘金，然后那个女方就要相对的给男方有一个很大的嫁妆嘛，以前是这样子嘛。
And the tradition is that if the groom pays a great gift towards or deposit towards the bride, then bride will also reciprocate that with a large amount of gifts.
那这个就是一种了解说对方的心意，也要回馈对方的这样一个心。
And this is an acknowledgement of the other party's intention, and you're reciprocating that favor.
我们今天要在生活当中追求这里所说的仁义、公平、慈爱、怜悯跟诚实。
Today in our lives, we need to pursue righteousness, justice, compassion, and faithfulness.
我们今天如果对什么事情哦，我们可以感受到神的心意，我们对弟兄姐妹自然就很有爱心。
Today, if we can know the will of God, then we can naturally show compassion towards brothers and sisters.
我们再看何西阿书的第十二章。
Let's turn to Hosea chapter 12.
第十二章第六节。
Chapter 12, verse 6.
所以你当归向你的神，谨守仁爱、公平，常常等候你的神。
Verse 6, but you must return to your God, maintain love and justice, and wait for your God always.
这里他提到转向神的时候，也是要谨守仁爱、公平，等候。
Here mentioned when we return to God, we also need to maintain love, justice, and we need to wait.
所以今天我们说我们要认识神。
Today when we say that we want to know God,
我们要能够大声的说主啊。我的神啊，我认识你的。
We want to be able to shout it out that, oh, our God, we know you.
那是因为我们真的在生活当中能够有充满爱心。
And this is because in our daily lives, we are living a life of love.
我们对人对神都是公义的。
That towards man and God, we are just.
我们的心里面充满诚实。
That our hearts are filled with honesty.
我们的神是诚实信实的，我们也一定要是诚实信实的。
Because our God is true and faithful, so should we.
那我们在生活当中能够充满怜悯。
In our lives, we need to have compassion.
我们能够看到我们弟兄姐妹每一个人的心。
We need to know the hearts of all the brothers and sisters.
所以我们在互相对待的时候，我们都会感受，我们都会很感谢对方为我们所付出的，我们会有一颗很感恩的心。
So when we receive each other, we will know what other people are giving us, and we will have a heart of thanksgiving.
这样在这样一个教会里面，每一个人都感受到神的爱。
In such a church, everyone will be able to experience the love of God.
我们每一个人真的都会感受到神。神啊，我们认识你，这里就是你的家。
Then everyone will realize that, oh God, that we acknowledge you, and this is your home.
我们会大声的呼喊说，主啊，你是我们的救主，你真伟大。
Then we will loudly praise God and say that you are our Savior, and we praise you.
愿主耶稣基督带领我们每个人都能够真正的认识神。
May Lord Jesus help us so that we can all acknowledge Him.
我们来唱诗480首。
Let us sing Him 480.